A dominant lesbian friend of mine contacts me, asking me for a favor. She then goes on to tell me that she wants me to teach her girlfriend a lesson while she is out of town, further informing me that her girlfriend is set to ring my doorbell within the next few moments. As we continue the conversation, my doorbell rings. I answer it while my friend is on the phone, and it is, in fact, her girlfriend on my doorstep. She sits submissively down on the couch, waiting for further direction. My friend then tells me to go into my closet and retrieve the special strap-on that she recently purchased for me. Leaving her girlfriend on the couch, I go upstairs, retrieving it while she is still on the earbud within my ear. Having it in my hand, I go downstairs. She begins to direct me on how to play this out. She tells me to undress in front of her girlfriend. She then tells me to set up the laptop to have it view the two of us so she can see the entire scene unfold while she is still in my ear directing me. I do as she says. I undress in front of her girlfriend. I then follow her direction and show this strap-on special dildo. I then don it on my body. I then begin to stroke it in front of her girlfriend, and her girlfriend smiles. She then speaks through the laptop and tells her girlfriend to get down on her knees, facing away from me. And in my ear, I hear her telling me to slap the head of the strap-on across her right butt cheek and then on her left. I follow her every word. She then tells me to slide it deep inside of her girlfriend, but not her pussy, straight into her ass. I follow her every direction, and as she tells me how to fuck her girlfriend exactly according to her every spoken word, her girlfriend begins to moan, begging for her own girlfriend's name, and I continue to fuck her harder according to the voice in my ear. She then tells me to pull out, and I pull out, and she tells her girlfriend over the computer to turn around. She then instructs me to initiate the cum explosion, and I make this strap-on cum all over her face. She then tells her girlfriend that she's a good little whore and to wait for her to come home.